Yerushalmi Kelayim corresponding to Menachos Bavli Daf Chof Aleph. We begin in the beginning now of Maseches Kelayim on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph of the Mishnah. Hachitim v'azonim einan kelayim zeh b'zeh. Hasa'irim v'shibayis shul v'akusmin v'shifoin apol v'asavir hapokudan v'atoifach v'pol alavon v'shashuris einan kelayim zeh b'zeh. Wheat and zunin, which is an inferior type of wheat, are not considered kelayim with each other. Barley and oats and speltim rye, pol and sapir, Pukadan and Teifach, Pulalavan and Shuit are not considered kilayim with each other. And the Gemara says, Ksiv, Sadchalis is a kilayim, Haisi Oime, Afilu Shnei Minim, Mine Chitim, Afilu Shnei Mine Soirim. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Pasuk Yud Tes, you shall not plant kilayim in your field. I would think it applies even to two types of wheat or two types of barley. Pentachalis Abia Kilayim, Haisi Oime, Afilu Shor, Shachor, Agabi Shor Lavan, or Shor Lavan, Agabi Shachor. The Pasuk said previously, you shall not crossbreed your animals. I would think this applies even to a black ox with a white ox. Uvege kilayim sha'atnas lo yale alecha, hayisayim afilu shnei minei tzemer afilu shnei minei pishtim. Pirish bebegodim, oisir boshatnas, same with pishtim yachtov. Ma kilay begodim, shasarti lecha shnei minim lo yze mimin ze, lo yze mimin ze. Af kilayim shasarti lecha b'chol mokoyim lo yze mimin ze, lo yze mimin ze. The Pasuk ends by saying, a mixed garment of shatnas should not come upon you. I would think this even applies to two types of wool together or two types of linen together. But another Pasuk says, in Drawim Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, you shall not wear shatnas, wool, and linen together. If so, just as for kilayim in clothing, I only prohibited two completely different species together, so too in all types of kilayim, I only prohibited two completely different types, different species together, but not two types of the same species. Hachitim v'azunim ein kilam zeh b'zeh. Ha'im sa'irim kilayim. The Mishnah taught that wheat and zunim are not kilayim, but zunim with barley would be kilayim. Achitim v'zunim en kilayim zeh b'zeh, teva sheino oichel havin matei umasni kilayim. The Gemara asks, wheat and zunim are not kilayim, zunim are not fit for human consumption, so why would I think that planting it with wheat would be kilayim? And this Gemara is a source that seeds that are not food do not have a prohibition of kilayim. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, shekein mekoymus mekaymim oisan leyoinim. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said that some places keep them to feed to doves, so they're considered food. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, kreb leze, de taninan tamon, hamekayim koitzim bekerem, reb leze, oime, kiddish, v'chamayim le kiddish. The question is, Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda coming to explain the Mishnah like Rabbi Leze? As the Mishnah taught in the fifth parak, if one allows thorns to grow in a vineyard, Rabbi Leze says it becomes prohibited because of kilayim, and the Chum says it does not. Ami Rabo, time of the blazer, shekin mekoymus, mekaymin, oisan, legamalim, ba Arabia. Rabbi Abo says that Rabbi Lezer reasons that there are places in Arabia where they allow such thorns to grow for feeding their animals. Madu Rabbanon Savrin, meima, imekoymus, mekaymin, oisan, legamalim, ba Arabia, ba Yivduku. What does the Rabbanon reason that there aren't places in Arabia where they allow it to grow? Let them investigate it. Rabbanon Amrin, Mokoim, Shemekayim Noisam, Asurim, Mokoim, Shemekayim Noisam, Mutarim. Rabbanon hold that in a place that they allow it to grow, it is prohibited, but in a place that they don't, it's permitted. My time with the Blazer, Mekayim Shemekayim Noisam, Mokoim Echad, Nesa, Minan, Bechol Mokoim Shehu. What's the Blazer's reasoning? Once they allow it to grow in one place, it becomes prohibited everywhere. Vloy Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Kreb Lezer. The Gemara therefore concludes this question, so isn't Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda following the view of Rabbi Lezer? Taman ein derech b'nei adam l'havi koitzim mimakum l'makim, b'mhacha derech b'nei adam l'havi zunim mimakum l'makim. The answer is there, it's not normal to bring thorns from place to place, so Rabban disagree and say that it's only prohibited in a place where it's actually given to camels, but over here it's normal to bring zunim from place to place, so it's considered to be eaten everywhere. Me'ata yu kilayim imachitim. The question is, if it's moved from place to place, zunim should be considered kilayim with wheat. Rabbi Yonah, min chitim heim el ha-shapeiros mezanim ka'adot tatani b'latizna ha-oretz mikan shapeiros mezanim. Rabbi Yonah answered that they are a type of wheat, but when the wheat is spoiled, it grows as zunin. As the Baisa says, that the Pasuk says in Vayikra, perg yutef Pasuk choftes, that the land should not fall into harlotry, which is tizna. From here we learn that the produce grows abnormally.